entertainer, and entrepreneur answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They team with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Larr Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Happy, beautiful Tuesday, Orlando! Larr Adams back in front of the adversarial microphone. And if it's 5 o'clock Sunday through Fridays, then you are listening to the American Adversaries. And this is Drive Time on News Talk 660 WORL. Friends, if you could sit on Santa's lap and ask him for that special gift, what would it be? The end of Obamacare? How about justice for the needless murders in Benghazi? Say, how about oversight of the IRS? Or how about protection from our own NSA? Oh, or how about wishing for this? A president we can believe what he says? I think this wish list is too much for Santa and for liberals. Our host is the coal in their stocking, Christopher Hart!
And we give it to him by the bushel load. That's right, Larr Adams. Thanks for being
Don't
back
give him
with
too
us.
Much. Let them freeze. Let them freeze.
Glad to have you back in the chair tonight. And glad
Great
to, have,
to be back.
All right. Glad to have you, ladies and gentlemen, back with us as well. We appreciate you, as always, very, very much for being out there listening to us. As Larr says, the power is in that dial you have, not in these mics that we have. All right. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight, although it's going to change up a little bit. I just now found out, but you're welcome to be a part of the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. We had anticipated having our man in Jerusalem, who is now on the ground in the United States, Abe Katzman, with us tonight, but he just now land in the United States and won't be able to actually join us tonight.
That's no excuse.
Yeah, it is, folks. Abe's great.
Yeah, and he's got to get through the airport and all that stuff. So we'll reschedule that, and we'll be talking to Abe once again in the near future. Larr is with us tonight, and our executive producer Nostra Dennis is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, and we still have all kinds of stuff to talk about. So please don't go away, and we'll be with you once again for the next hour, and then Gary Kultbaum will give you the market wrap today. All right, folks. As I said, thanks for being with us tonight. 407-774-8255 is the number. Before we get going, though, and get it full throttle into the show, I want to bring our producer, who's on the other side of the glass tonight, who's in the bridge, Nick LoCicero, onto the show. First of all, Nick, you made radio history this weekend. Now, I don't want to talk about that first. First, I'd like to know, how did your marathon telethon, and please tell our audience what it was for, and then how did you do in terms of your goal?
Yeah, well, you know, I host WDW News Today, which is a show all about Walt Disney World, and that airs on 660 sister station, 1520 WBZW, every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. And this past Saturday was a very special show. It was the last 2 hours of a 25-hour broadcast marathon that was on the Internet then extended onto the radio station, and it was to raise money for Toys for Tots. Excuse me. did a lot of talking this weekend. So it's raised money for Toys for Tots. And our goal was $3,500 going in. And going into the last hour, we were just under $1,000 short, but the audience really stepped up. We reached our goal by the end of the 25 hours. Woo-hoo. We ended up getting just short of $3,800 for Toys Woo-hoo. For Tots.
And Good job.
You may still have some money trickle in. So you actually surpassed your goal.
Yes, we did. We did. Okay. It was a lot of fun. And then.
All right. Well, first of all, obviously, that's not radio history, but
right,
congratulations for doing that. It's, of course, a great cause, Toys for Tots, helping the Marines out, get toys to kids. Great effort that you guys put forth. But then history happened.
Yeah. My co-host, Tom Corliss, he, all throughout the broadcast, he was saying, if we hit our goal, something big is going to happen tonight. And we didn't really know what it was.
Was he saying that over the air just to you guys?
No, he was saying that on the air.
Okay.
He was actually saying that on the air. So he was trying.
And you had no idea.
I had no idea what was going to happen.
No one had. Yeah, okay.
It was crazy. And I wish I did, and you'll see why. You know. So we hit our goal with about 10 minutes left in the show.
Right.
And with just a few minutes left, I was like, Tom, what about that big thing? He was like, okay. He got up from his seat. He came around the table to about where Chris is sitting, where his girlfriend was sitting at the time. And he got down on one knee and proposed.
To Chris?
No, not to Chris.
To his girlfriend.
She said yes, and all is happy with the world.
This was all with live mics?
This was all with live mics.
This is great.
Proposal live on the Salem airwaves. Here and she said yes, and they're very happy. It was a great last couple minutes to the show.
See, folks, I guarantee you listen to Nick with WDW News, the radio show. You listen to the American Adversaries. You listen to Carl Jackson. You listen to Marshall Polston. You listen to John Butler Book, and I guarantee you, you're going to get radio that you won't find anywhere else.
Now, Nick, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Are they going to get set up with a Disney wedding and or possible honeymoon or whatever?
They're already talking about wedding at Walt Disney World, a honeymoon at Disneyland.
Oh, you guys got great show material there, buddy.
Oh, yeah, we do. How to plan a Disney wedding. That's going to take up the majority of next year's show. So.
Hey, buddy, it works good on cable TV. I know that.
Exactly.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations both for your effort for the Toys for Tots program and to your partner there for he and his fiance now.
And tell him to stay away from shows like Bridezilla's.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
All right. Okay. Thanks. And once again, folks, you'll catch their show every Saturday evening at 7 on 1520 WBZW, our sister station. And, of course, you can always listen to them at 1520WBZW.com. Okay. All right. Let's get back to business here. First of all, Obama's out there. He's once again trying to change the debate. Today, he basically at the White House announced a new offensive to go out and resell Obamacare to the American public.
It's going to get better, goddammit. It's going to get better, kids. It's really going there.
They're calling it rebranding, which of course means that the brand of Obamacare is about as good as toilet paper that's already been used, and it is not good for the White House. But they are going to inundate us. There will be television commercials. There will be spokespeople. There will be politicians, mostly those who are in safe seats right now, who are going to come out and try to once again sell Obamacare to us. And this is something I've heard from the president over and over again, and he trumped it out. He tried it out again today, and that is that. What is the Republican response? Just to go back to the way things were?
Well, I'd be fine with that.
Exactly. At this point, everybody should stand up and say, well, Mr. President, I'd dang sure take that over what you've brought to us.
At least it was certainty.
Exactly. At least people's lives weren't being turned upside down on a massive scale. You took a small problem, and it really was a relatively small problem, and made it into something gargantuan. Congratulations.
In the middle of a horrific recession.
In the middle of a horrific recession. Absolutely right. But he's going to go on the offensive. But nonetheless, in the long run, this is not going to wash for the American public. Too many bad things are coming out about this law. And as I've said before, and this is proved, you can watch it on any media newscast, the bad news always trumps the good news. It always comes first. It always gets the bigger play.
And here come the lawsuits.
They are coming left and right. And they will continue to, they will come by the hundreds of thousands, if not turn into, there will be class action lawsuits involving millions of people. And a lot of it's going to end up having to do with security. You know, there's more and more evidence coming out now. And of course, we've been talking about on this show from the beginning. And if you go to soundbiterx.com, you can find all the evidence you need to this fact that there is no security on this website. None. Absolutely not. We now know, for a matter of fact, that it wasn't even thought of to be put in the beginning. Which means now that it is darn near impossible to put it in the aftermath of all of this.
Well, it was like amateurs got together and said, let's make the world's biggest business. We don't know how to do it, but oh, we're so smart, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, while they're figuring it out, people are losing their plans, of course. And then
it's a train wreck.
And then the best estimates are a third of the people who now think that they have signed up actually have not actually signed up because...
And aren't covered.
Exactly, because the information did not get to the insurance company that they thought that they had chosen. This is not going to play well in the land. It is not playing well in the land. Nostradamus is going to bring us some poll numbers that we'll discuss later on in the show, and on top of the ones that we've already heard about. And so we'll go ahead and take the break. When we come back, we'll pick this subject up. But as I said, Abe Katzman won't be able to make it in tonight, but we will reschedule him for in the near future because there's a lot of important news coming out about Iran and Syria, as a matter of fact. Okay, we'll be right back.
Folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho?
You know, it was actually even fun watching him do that.
Oh, yeah.
Bump. That's Hacksaw Jim Duggan, folks. He'll be in town tomorrow night. I don't know if we can get him on the show, how long he's going to be in town, but he's going to be in town for the NFL ex-players meeting.
Where we will also be.
That's right, over at...
One of the perks of this job.
Yeah, there you go. And welcome back to the show, folks. That voice you just heard is that of Lair Adams. He's back with us tonight. And I'm Christopher Hart, and Oster Dennis will join us here shortly. 407-774-8255 is the number. I tell you what, heck, let's go ahead and put that number to work. Let's give away a bottle of Roxy Pacifics, and let's do it right now. Folks, you know we've been doing this, and we're going to be doing this every show between now and Christmas. Ed Roxy over at Roxy Pacifics, that's R-O-C-Z-E-Y, Pacifics with an X, .net, has provided, is sending out sample bottles to a winner each night of our show between now and Christmas. So if you're the first caller at that number, 407-774-8255, you will be tonight's winner of a bottle of Roxy Pacifics. And this stuff really is great
stuff.
This
is the stuff, Chris.
And by the way, they sent me some artwork for a new card that they put in with each bottle. And on the back of the card, they have like pictures of people who are using it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the new card is going to be JJ, our listener, with her little dog who she used the stuff on. Evidently, it cured, I think, a little spot of mange on the dog. JJ is going to be, she's given a testimonial. She'll be on the Roxy Pacifics card. Folks, this is really good stuff. It really does work. It's an all-natural kelp water, antibacterial and anti-inflammatory, and it's completely safe for use on children, for use on your pets, and for all kinds of uses.
Well, you know, if you look at it, a lot of skin treatments on the store shelves, you'll see one of the ingredients quite often is kelp water or kelp byproducts or whatever. And this is just more concentration of it, folks.
Along with some other vitamins and minerals. And
exactly.
And it pretty much mimics your body's chemistry. That's what makes it work. That's why I call it Miracle-Gro or fertilizer or whatever, food for your skin, because it mimics your body's chemistry. That that's what makes it work. Okay, once again, we'll be doing this every show between now and Christmas, so if you didn't get a bottle today, you can get a bottle perhaps tomorrow.
Call right now.
Or just go to RoxyPacifics.net and go ahead and order a bottle. And congratulations to Deborah from Orlando. She is tonight's winner. Deborah, I'm sure you're going to enjoy using this stuff, and you're going to make sure from now on you have a bottle of this in your medicine cabinet, which everyone should have, for just those minor mishaps that you run into every day.
Bug bites, any type of, poison ivy, anything
burns,
like that, sure.
Cuts, you name it. Okay, it'll be a whole lot better for you than Obamacare. You'll get a whole lot more out of it, I'll tell you that.
You'll die of old age waiting there.
You know, part of the problem with Obamacare is even a lot of the people who are actually going to actually get through, actually sign up, and actually get with an insurance company, when they actually go to get the actual health care, are going to find out that it's going to actually be pretty doggone hard to get. Probably much harder to get than if we were back to where we started, Mr. Obama, because the doctors who are opting out of this system and the numbers of people who are going into it is going to make getting effective health care darn near impossible.
Well, and the people that are getting these kickbacks, okay, even the poor people supposedly that are getting these kickbacks are still faced with a $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 deductible in certain cases.
Yeah,
you're going to have this treatment done, but you're going to have to pay for it up until $5,000, folks.
The subsidy will not cover the copays or the deductibles. The subsidies, as Lair calls them, the kickbacks, will only pay for the insurance policy themselves. So it is fraught with danger. And my recommendation is still don't go anywhere near that website. If you do feel that you need to enroll in Obamacare, go to an insurance agent, not a navigator, but an insurance agent, and let them help you out. And do it by paper, but with pencil and paper or pen, because it's a crapshoot. It's a roulette wheel, if you will, to go on the website. Even if you think you've done everything correctly, that doesn't mean that it's going to work. And that is not good for the American public, and they know it, and they are going to take it out on Democrats.
And the other thing of this, is, folks, ask your doctor. The next time you go to see your doctor, Doc, what are you going to do? Am I going to be able to keep you as my doctor? And he's going to say, well, I'm sorry, you know, if you don't have this, that, or the other, because I'm not going to take Obamacare, or I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to do that.
Well, you're going to find more and more doctors doing what Pasquale Barba, our co-sponsor from Cafe Positano and Lake Mary Jewelers, his doctor has done to him. He says, look, I'm just not going to take insurance at all anymore. You know, all my, it's going
cash
to be
only.
Cash-paying customers. Bring your credit card or your checkbook. And Pasquale is, you know, he's in that predicament, but he's basically resigned to the fact that that's what he's going to do. And if you can afford it, if you're able to do that, you'll be much better off. Matter of fact, you'll get a much better rate from your doctor than you will ever get going through the insurance company.
What a kick in the face to the insurance companies and the government is when you pay it yourself, you get a better deal, you don't involve them at all, and they're out of the picture.
Yeah. So,
and you're better off for it.
Yeah, rebranding it is just not going to do it because it just doesn't work. It's just the program is not working. You can rebrand it all you want, but it's like having a lousy tasting soda that you're trying to market. You can't get beyond the taste. You know, you can change the label, you can change the bottle, you can change how it's delivered, but you cannot change the taste. And the taste of this law is putrid. It is lousy, and people are gagging on it, and no amount of marketing is going to be able to change that.
That's right, and it smacks of the same excuse last week that he used, and that was he may have oversold when he said you can keep your doctor and keep your... He may have oversold it.
Well, he may have oversold it, but he didn't learn his lesson in doing so because he's fixing to do the same thing again. All right, let's go now to Mike, who's joining us. Mike, thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you. I was just at my chiropractor's a couple of days ago, and he got his notice on his personal insurance that he's being canceled. That's because he still could be fertile.
How old is your chiropractor?
He's about 50 to 55.
Well, he still could be. My old man was 51 when I was conceived, so.
I've never heard of a male giving birth, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I get your picture. It was over my head. I'm sorry. I'm slow on those things. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, doctors can fix that.
Yeah, I wonder if we could get some sort of compensation, you know, get out of having to have the maternal care if you had a vasectomy or something. I kind of doubt it, but
no.
But you stop and think about it.
Yeah.
You are, by Obamacare, you are, as a male, have to have maternity up until the age of 64. Then all of a sudden, the magic number of 65 comes around, and that's not even thought of then.
Well, hey,
Medicare.
I guess they never saw. What is that? There's a new show, and I haven't seen it, but I've seen the clips. It's on A&E or one of those programs. It's about the governor of Louisiana who went to prison. He's out. He's married to some good-looking young dish, and they just had a baby. And this guy's about 70 years old. So, you know.
Randall, when he passed away, he...
Yeah, he had a 2-year-old when he died. Yeah. Finally died, like in his 80s, I thought.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, the principle though is what we're making fun of here, and the principle is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm sorry for interrupting you there, but
go ahead.
But even then, I like him as a doctor because he's able to keep my arms working for me.
Yeah.
And he's afraid that next year he may have to be forced out of business because of Obamacare.
You're absolutely right. They have targeted chiropractors. You're absolutely right. They are going to come under attack from the government. I don't know what they're going to do because they may actually be put out of practice, not just out of business, but out of practice altogether.
Because drugs are cheaper. And that's a lot of it. You know, chiropractors reduce a lot of people's pain. And let's face it, drugs are cheaper.
Yeah, and there's less control when you have a chiropractor who can deal directly with the patient like that. Mike, thank you very much. Good luck to you and your doctor. Thank you for being out there for us. Rick, we'll take your call when we come back from the break. This is a hard break. We got to take it, so we will. You are listening to the American Adversaries. It is drive time on, once again, another beautiful day here in Central Florida. Please don't go away. 407-774-8255 is the number. Lair Adams, that's right. Lair Adams will be back.
Yeah.
Along with me. So please don't go away.
Here is tonight's American Adversary SoundbiteRx.com News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's SoundbiteRx.com News Minute is being brought to you by Lake Mary Jewelers. For that special gift, for that special someone, go to Lake Mary Jewelers at the intersection of Lake Mary Boulevard and Lake Emma Road. Call them today, 407-878-6230. Now, here's Christopher Hart with Ted Bogert of SoundbiteRx.com.
Ted, in the wake of the interim deal with Iran over its nuclear ambitions, we already see shifting alliances in the Middle East. And SoundbiteRx.com has discovered that we need look no further than our relationship with Israel to find proof of that.
That's correct, Chris. The monthly peace index poll, which is published by the Israeli Democracy Institute, I wanted to get that in there, is finding that Israelis want to reduce their dependency on the U.S. And honestly, you can't blame them in the wake of the deal that was signed in Geneva over the Iran arms. They are feeling less and less like the United States is an ally for the first time in really a very long time. Israel has always been one of our strongest allies, and now they are feeling left out in the cold.
As a matter of fact, for the first time in the history of the modern state of Israel. And it would seem that being left in the lurch has not resonated well with the Israelis themselves, the population.
That's correct. Again, they have always relied and they've always had this mutual respect for the United States. And because of this deal and honestly because of this current administration, the Israelis as a whole are feeling as though they can't trust the United States, which we've talked about on previous shows, and they feel like they can't depend on them, so they need their country, they need their leaders to reach out to other allies or form other alliances other than the United States.
And as you say, who can blame them given this administration's behavior?
Agreed.
All right.
100%.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Ted. Once again, folks, get the stories the mainstream media ignores at soundbiterx.com. So take that cure for ignorance. Go to soundbiterx.com. It's good medicine. We'll be right back.
Girl, and I've been around a lot of big, hunky, sexy, tough men. I like men like that, but only when they're brainy, like the American adversaries on News Talk 660 WORL. These guys are sexy and smart.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, Lair Adams with the American Adversaries Drive Time, and Sonny loves Chris and I because of our really big brains.
Watch out.
We're so smart. Actually, if you don't believe it, just ask us. No, we are the American Adversaries, and sometimes we get tripped up, too, and that's why we need you folks to help us out. Hope you folks are having a great Tuesday evening. It is a beautiful evening, but we do have people on the line, and one of those would be Rick, who would like to discuss our favorite subject right now, Obamacare.
Oh, gosh. You were trying to come up with a way of describing what he's trying to do. I think he's trying to take a turd sandwich and sell it to us, saying it's tastier because he sprinkled cheese on it.
Well, that is a very descriptive. Yes, I think that pretty well applies. Let's just leave it at that. Yeah.
And I want to say that we need to stop referring to Jay Carney as Jay Carney and call him Jar Jar Binks Carney.
I like calling him a dumbed down version of Doogie Howser. Every time I look at him, he reminds me of Doogie Howser. Some of you folks.
How does that guy go out there and say anything without going home and sucking on the barrel of a gun every night?
Yeah, he's there. He's got to be close.
He's starting to look more and more like he's sucking on the open end of a bottle.
Well, yeah, you remember when Gibbs?
Yeah,
when Gibbs had that job, I mean, he was pretty, but he was just so much classier at it, and now this poor guy.
Well, you have to understand that, once again, you have to look at this like professional wrestling. They just love being in the spotlight. It doesn't matter if they're in the spotlight as a fool, as the court jester, or as the king. They just want to be in that spotlight. That's what Washington, D.C. culture is all about.
So what is he going to do in 3 years?
He'll be on CNN, MSNBC, NBC. He'll be on one of them as either a talk show host or as a
lobbyist,
a commentator. He could very well be a lobbyist, but I think he'll stay in the communications business. He'll find some work on a network. They'll take good care of him. Don't worry about that.
I'm not worried about him more than I am that he'll actually be on some place where he'll be seen. Maybe he'll go to MSNBC where he can hang out with peers and all that.
Yeah, that's what
and
I mean.
NBC might pick him up.
He'll get his reward, but you know, they're not there trying to impress us. They're there trying to impress one another. That's all that matters to them. And as long as that's happening, they're as happy as larks. And so we just have to take it, you know, for what it is. Thanks, Rick. We appreciate you being out there. We really do. Okay, we've got Nostradamus, our executive producer, with us. Let's go ahead and bring him into conversation. Nostradamus.
Yeah, hey, you know, I don't like Rick's recipe because I'm not only lactose intolerant, I'm also turd intolerant. I don't think I'd like that sandwich.
It reminds me of what that old sage Mick Jagger once said. He said that life is a turd sandwich, if you will, although that's not the word he used. But the more bread you have, the less turd you have to eat.
That's the truth.
So the people with all the bread, they're going to get the good health care. The rest of us are going to get the, well, you know, that kind of sandwich. As I've said, the Republicans have got a grand opportunity here, and it appears as though all they have to do is stay out of their own way. At least that's what the polls are beginning to show more and more, right, Dennis?
Yeah, it's kind of like watching the Magic with a 10-point lead in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of know they're going to find a way to blow it in the end. But right now, the Republicans are leading on the congressional generic ballot. Who would you rather vote for? The Democrat or the Republican. Republicans have jumped out to a 5-point lead for the week ending this past Sunday. A month ago, They were 6 points behind. Now they are 5 points ahead. That's an 11-point swing in the matter of a month.
And that is huge when you consider the approval rating of Congress as a whole.
It is, but consider this. This is the largest lead Republicans have held since June 17, 2012. And from then till Election Day, that groundswell didn't hold. We've got nearly a year between now and next election.
Well, it'd be nice to correlate these figures, Dennis, with 2010 and the rise up to that election, because there was that big spike, and all of a sudden, you know, Democrats were a dirty word, etc. So it'd be interesting to see how much of this actually carries on, especially with the economy getting shakier.
Yeah,
I'll do that. I'll track that back, because Rasmussen has those numbers out for years and years.
Yeah, I would think that Lair's view is probably more accurate. See, what is going on here is something more fundamental than 2012. And really, the 2012 election was about the presidency, and everything else was sort of a sideshow. This, the 2014 elections, is going to be entirely about Congress, and it's also going to be entirely about Obamacare. And that is not going to be at all good for Democrats. All the Republicans have to do is, in terms of politics, is, as I said, stay out of their own way. And in terms of Obamacare, I would call the president's bluff. You know, he's saying, you know, if you want to come, if you got a better idea, you want to come to me, bring your better idea. I'd say, well, I'd get a list of them and go down and say, okay, here, Mr. President, here they are, and make him reject them, which is what he's going to do. And but at least say, you know, call the man's bluff. And then I'd also get out there and start running some ads and use his own words. Yes, Mr. President, what we had is better than what we have now.
Well, too, Chris, this kind of, to me, exposes the problem with one side of the party coming in and saying, we don't care what you want. We're going to do it all on our own. It never was meant to be that way. And I've seen several pundits and several people much wiser than me say, the problem with this was, from the very base, it wasn't a bipartisan structure. If you'd gotten different ideas, different people coming in on this and saying, hey, let's both work together to make it work, rather than, oh, no, you're not, we didn't want to talk to you. We're just going to set up and forget you.
Well, because the Democrats never had any intentions of doing any of that sort of thing. The Democrats, and this is why I've said since we started this show that this president has been actually a gift to conservatives and the American public if they sit up and pay attention, and that is that they have exposed what really, really liberalism is all about. And liberalism is not at all about bipartisanship. It is totally about partisanship. It is totally about the liberal way is the only way. And this has been exposed now. And now they are paying the political price for it. Thank God for the adversarial form of government. Dennis?
Yeah, and you know, if you think about it, the Obamacare bill would not have passed, even with complete Democratic support, without arm-twisting those last couple of Democrats and without sweetening the deal for several senators by giving them extra breaks, yeah, by giving them pork.
You're absolutely right. You know, we talked a little bit about this on Sunday night show. Jane Harman, the former senator from California, was on one of the talk shows the Sunday, once again trying to blame all this on Republicans, saying, oh, if only the Republicans had been more in a bipartisan spirit and helped us write the law. The reason it is so overly complicated in the way it is because only Democrats voted for it. And you would think that if everybody on your team was for it, that would be good. But what she was saying was revealing the selfish nature of politicians in general, and Democrats in particular. What she said was, because there was only Democrat support, we had to bribe a bunch of Democrats, is what she was saying. And you're absolutely right, Dennis. Only she was using that to blame Republicans for the bill not being good. The reason the bill is bad is because the Republicans didn't want any part of it. Well, the Republicans didn't want any part of it because it's a bad idea.
That's circular logic if I ever heard it.
Well, it's the same kind of logic that they've used against Republicans. And so for them to now turn it and try to blame it on Republicans is a joke. And then in the same breath say the reason it is bad is because Democrats acted like a bunch of criminals, basically. Thank you to the Republicans is not a very good explanation at the end of the day.
No, it's really not.
That's right. So, as I said, this is going to be bad for Democrats next year. How good it will be for Republicans, it remains to be seen. But it is not going to be good for Democrats. There's no question in my mind about that. But before we go on, something that would be good, perhaps, folks, for your soul would be to go to a show that's going to be at the Northland Church, Northland Baptist Church, over there at 530 Dog Track Road. It's going to be
in Longwood.
That's right. It's going to be starting Thursday through Saturday, 7:30 p.m. each day. It's a program called What Christmas Means to Me. Okay, and this is being put on by a nonprofit organization called Central Florida Community Arts. All the proceeds from the ticket sales will go to help their organization, and it's a great Christmas program, and it's really going to be an enjoyable performance. It'll be, once again, Thursday the 12th through Saturday the 14th at 7:30 p.m. The tickets
next week, then.
That's next week. Yep. Tickets are $10 each. Kids under 3 are free, and it'll be a great outing. And you can get tickets are on sale now. You go to cfcarts.com and then just go to What Christmas Means to Me. That's cfcarts, C-A-R-T-S, cfcarts.com, What Christmas Means to Me. Of course, you can get tickets at the door as well. And you can get them at the church. If you want to go over to Northland this weekend, you can get the tickets there. And it's going to be a great program. We're going to have the director on later on in the week, perhaps Sunday night, and he'll be able to tell us more about the program itself. But this is the Christmas season. Get out and do something. This would be a great way to get yourself
Christmassy.
Yeah, and it's going to, folks, you're going to need a little help getting in the spirit this year with all this nonsense going on about Obamacare. And this, now it's going to be a 3-week, we're going to be deluged with how great it is. Just try to block it out. And one way to do that is to go to programs like What Christmas Means to Me.
Now, Chris, do we tell our audience that we have a special friend that's actually part of this event?
Marilee, a vacation travel planner. That's right. She's in the choir. She'll be singing, and it's going to be great Christmas songs. It'll be a great way.
Orchestra.
Yep. It'll be, as I said, it'll be a great performance, very, very professionally done. And
this sells out early, too, folks. So, you know, it's the best $10 you can ever spend. It's a beautiful evening out. It will get you in the Christmas spirit, but you need to make those reservations now.
Yep. 7:30 p.m., Thursday the 12th, Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th at Northland Baptist Church, 530 Dog Track Road. That's right there in Longwood, right off 1792. You know the big church. And we'd love to see you out there. We'll be going over and catching the performances, and would love to see you there. And you can also, at this time of year, think about some gift giving. Maybe get something for yourself that you can hang on the tree. We've got some beautiful Christmas ornaments, folks, that are going to be on the sale for the next couple of weeks. There's a limited quantity. You can get as many as you like, though, but there is a limited quantity.
Great Christmas presents.
And go ahead and order them now so that you can put them on your tree and get them for gifts. They come 3 to a box, $15 a box. That's a special price to our listeners only. And the best part about this is it's a gift from Ed and Mary Ganster to the American Adversaries. The proceeds, beyond the shipping and handling, which is included in the price, will go to the American Adversaries to help pay for this show, to get us into next year and beyond.
And they're beautiful ornaments. They are put Christ back into Christmas ornaments. One is a beautiful ornament of the manger with a manger scene on it.
Yep.
One is the three wise men, and one is the star.
Yeah, and they're high quality, very good quality. And
stand out. Everybody, of any ornaments on your tree, they're going to look at these first.
They are beautiful ornaments. You can find them on our Facebook page, American Adversaries. If you'd like to order them, send your check or money order made out to American Adversaries at P.O. Box 536-683, Orlando 32853. That's Box 536-683, Orlando 32853. And we'll also have some in a day or two down at Cafe Positano's. If you want to stop in there, you can get some there as well. They are beautiful ornaments. Partake of them, please, while they last. Okay, we just have a few more minutes to go before the show is out of time, but we'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Listen to the American Adversaries. You better listen. Don't let
let me come and get you, because it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
That's right. Don't mess with Johnny B. Band. Don't mess with us. We are the American Adversaries. It is drive time. Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us. It is such a joy to do this show for you folks. You just couldn't believe. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines now. I want to go to Tim from Castleberry because he has a question about the ornaments that I was just talking about. Tim, thanks for calling tonight. How's your cold coming? Are you feeling better today?
I just need a few more days.
Okay. All right.
But, Tim, I think he gave it to me.
I tried not to do that. As soon as I got it, man, I locked myself away.
All right. Well, listen, we'll be at Positano tonight, so we'll catch you over there next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so listen on these ornaments.
Yeah.
You said that you have the wise men, the three wise men.
Yes.
Did you check those to see if they painted in Lair's face, Nostradamus's, and Chris's face?
No, these were wise men, not wise A-S-S.
Wise men, not wise guys, I think is what Lair's trying to say.
Right, okay.
Thank you, Tim. Right. Thank you, Tim. I hope you can get a set because they really are beautiful. They look great on the Christmas tree.
I'll pick them up at Cafe Positano's next week.
Yeah, they'll be there next week when you get there. Thank you for asking, and thank you for that. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Let's go now to Matt. Thank you, Matt, for calling. We appreciate you being out there.
Hey, thanks, Chris. I wanted to congratulate you gentlemen on having a great show, and I wanted to say that you call yourself the American Adversaries, but now you have day jobs. So really, you're more like the Minutemen that helped launch revolutions that made America great. And I wanted to just bring up that when the Democratic-controlled Senate changed the rules, they kind of represented the sort of spirit that I think the Tea Party has risen up against. And part of the conflict that the Tea Party has with more traditional mainstream conservatives is that mainstream conservatives, or mainstream Republicans, I should say, seem to believe that they can negotiate and deal with Democrats. And really, Democrats have a spirit of when at all, by all means necessary.
Yep.
So I want to thank you guys for being part of the Minuteman spirit that made America great, and congratulate your good job.
Well, Matt, too, it's great that you understand that liberals and Democrats, to them, it is a religion. It's a religion just as deep as Christianity is to good Christians. To these people, they've just got to swallow every bit of it.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate
it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, buddy, and thank you for saying that phrase.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate it, Matt. We appreciate you being out there. Appreciate your comments. I like the one about men and men. I guess it kind of does apply in a way. We just sort of put it all out there, and we'll see where it goes. But it's a joy to do it. I'll say that. And I have to think that the original Minutemen probably felt the same way. They felt that this was something worth fighting for. And well, that's why we're here. This country is worth fighting for, ladies and gentlemen. And whatever we can do to make that happen, it's a joy to do it.
Well, that's right. And I think Dennis will agree, actually, because due to our particular medium, we're really also like the Paul Revere's. I mean, our job is to get the information out there and let you know what's happening, folks, and try not to filter it through the way everybody else does. We give it to you a little bit harder sometimes, and sometimes it's harder to swallow, but we give it to you straight as we know it. Right, Dennis?
Master Dennis?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the Minutemen and the rebels against the British in 1776, they were not 50% of the state's populations. They weren't 30%. They were fewer than 5%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it takes.
That's an encouraging thought. We appreciate it. And once again, we appreciate Matt being out there.
That's right, Chris. If we can harness the youth in this country,
yeah.
It's amazing what we can do.
Before I go back to Nasha Dennis, I want to address something that Matt did say in the political sense. He talked about how the Republican establishment thinks that they can get along with Democrats, and really the Democrats just take that and use it against them. I think that's a very profound point, is that the Democrats think that they can get over on Republicans. And Republicans
they have been.
Allow them to do that. And at some point, it isn't not let me see if I can phrase this correctly. It wouldn't be bad for bipartisanship for the Republicans to buck up and show the Democrats every now and then that, no, you're not going to get your way, no matter how bad you want it. Because that would actually be a more
necessary.
It would be more of a step towards bipartisanship than allowing Democrats to get their way constantly, Dennis.
Yeah, the liberals are all about consolidating power in their own hands, as they just proved with the power play in the Senate.
Right.
Conservatives, when they have power, mainstream conservative Republicans are all about consolidating power in their own little group. The Tea Party and the libertarians and the far right end, and it's not that far from the center of the Republican Party, are all about decentralizing that power, giving states the power, giving people the power.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that is a political liability, if you will, because without having that centralized power structure, it's harder to push legislation through. But that's the way our founding fathers wanted it. But liberals have tried to find a way around it, and as long as Republicans and conservatives accommodate them, we're going to get the results of that. It is the responsibility of people in the American public and in the American political system to stand up and say no every now and then. How did William Buckley say it? The job of the conservative is to say no on a regular basis to liberalism. I mean, that's part of the responsibility.
That's why it's
so
tougher.
Yeah. You know, we horse around on the show a lot, folks, but make no mistake about it. We take what we're doing very, very seriously. We just don't take ourselves very, very seriously, and there's a big difference there. But this is what's going on now is an epic fight for the direction of this country, and it's worth every bit of effort that it takes.
Absolutely. Folks, and Dennis, Mr. Dennis, thank you for joining us. We will see you at Cafe Positano's here shortly. And don't forget, tomorrow we will be back again, as always, at 5 o'clock, the American Adversaries Drive Time, Monday through Friday. But on Sunday night, you get it for 3 hours, right, Chris?
3-hour tour. Don't miss it.
You got it. We'll be back tomorrow night. When?
That's with who? I'm sorry. Night, everybody.
Have a great night.
Talk 660 WORL. Altamont Springs, Orlando. 660 WORL.com.
Division of Salem Communications.
On the NASDAQ as SA.